The following paid program does not represent the views of North Shore 104.9.
Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. This morning during the program, your host, Mark Friedman, may discuss specific financial planning and investment ideas. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Financial planning and investment advice is offered through Friedman Financial, an SEC-registered investment advisor located in Peabody, Massachusetts. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, a member of FINRA and SIPC. Friedman Financial is a separate entity from LPL Financial. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Always consult a certified financial planner professional, qualified attorney, or tax advisor prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you.
Listeners to this radio show should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the investment company carefully before investing. The prospectus contains this and other information about the mutual fund, variable annuity, and variable annuity subaccounts. To obtain a prospectus, you may contact Friedman Financial or your financial advisor. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making a potential investment.
And now, here's the host of Dollars and Cents, Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial.
Good morning and welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. I have to continue to remember that the point is no longer there. It's now North Shore. Well, the point is there. I'm trying to make the point, but we are North Shore 104.9. So welcome once again another Sunday, 8 to 9 a.m. I'm here providing you with financial advice in a language you can understand. And that's what we've been doing here for almost 8 years. Hard to believe that. Once again, my name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, right across the street from the North Shore Mall, right above the restaurant Alto Forno. If you haven't visited there in a while, it is great. The new manager, chef there, the new head chef, Matt Marquis, does a great job. He's fixed up the menu a little bit. Lots of great choices. Sitting at the bar, I mean, that is, seems to be the place where everybody wants to go first, is to sit at the bar. Plenty of beautiful seats inside. They've decorated the place phenomenally. And no, they don't pay me for saying that. They actually, and people say, oh, you must eat there every day. Actually, I don't. They're not even open for lunch. This is just a dinner place, and I have eaten there for dinner quite a few times, though. I will admit that. I actually like the drinks at the bar. Quite good. But thanks for joining us. We are here, once again, like I say, we are here to provide you with financial advice in a language you can understand. And it has amazed me over the past several weeks, maybe even months, I'm amazed at the number of people who are actually tuning in, not just to the show on Sunday, but are downloading the show and listening to it via podcast. I've never been one that downloads much in the way of podcasts. My son is really into it. Jerry, he loves these meditation podcasts and these spiritual awakening podcasts and some of these health and nutrition podcasts. I don't get it. I don't know. I just like to, when I drive around in the car, I just like to listen to music. I feel like, I worry. Just like, you know, if you're reading a book, you read a book oftentimes before you go to bed because it helps you fall asleep. I kind of feel like if I'm listening to a podcast and I'm driving, I might find myself driving off the end of the road. Will I also be falling asleep at that time? I don't know. I just like listening to the music, grooving out to that. But podcasts are something that people are downloading and listening to. I had a gentleman in my office this past week. We were sitting talking. He says, I was listening to one of your podcasts, and he's referring to the hot dog eating contest. And if you're a first time listening to this show, you may not know what the hot dog eating contest is even all about. But in the month of October, when the Topsfield Fair is in town, I run a booth called the B'nai B'rith booth, which is a very popular, one of the most popular booths at the fair. But last year we added a hot dog eating contest that happened at the Trian on stage. And as I'm listening to him, I'm saying, geez, we talked about that back in October. Well, apparently he downloaded the October podcast, and he talked about beneficiary designations that I made recommendations about, and talked about life insurance, and talked about death planning and investment. I'm like, I forget I even talked about that stuff. So what I thought I'd do today was kind of do a little bit of a back to basics, because it's clear that people are tuning in. I never know what the actual number is of people that are tuning into the show. I certainly appreciate it because I do get lots of calls from you. I do get questions that come through our website, and people do stop by as well. By the way, if you do want to sign up for our free weekly newsletter, it comes out every single Friday. It has been coming out since March of 2009. So think about that. That's more than 10 years. That's almost 600 issues that we have been sending out of Planning Pointers to listeners We now have 7,500 people subscribed. You go to our website, FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Go to any page on the website. Scroll down to the bottom. You'll be able to put in your name, your email address. And if you want to send me a message, like many people do, send me a message. Ask me a question. Talk to me about something that's going on in your life. We can certainly address all that kind of stuff. Or, of course, if you want to just schedule some time in the office for a free initial consultation, our phone number, 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Give us a call. Happy to talk with you. No, you're not going to get farmed off to some minion who works in some big corporate office. You're going to get me or Marion, my business partner. The two of us do this together. Marion's been on the show many times. So feel free to give us a call. We'll talk to you. We'll make sure it makes sense for you to come in for an initial appointment. And then we take it from there. No pressure, no worries. But oftentimes people ask, Mark, what happens in one of these initial consultations? What should I be preparing for? What should I be looking for? Well, I thought I'd give you a little bit of background on what happens there. So let's walk through the process. Let's say you finally come to a point in your life where you've said, you know, I've got all this stuff scattered everywhere. I'm beginning to think about my retirement. Perhaps I'm approaching retirement. Maybe I'm even in retirement. But I just feel like I need to get my financial house in order. And that's usually the first trigger point that people have when they think about wanting to work with a financial advisor. I want to get my financial house in order. So what do? After you call the office, chat with us a little bit, my assistant Jody will send you out an information kit. And in the information kit, we talk you through our approach to financial planning, what to expect during that initial consultation. And if you don't want to wait for the kit, by the way, you can actually find all that information right on our website, FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Up in the upper right-hand corner, it'll say what to expect or learn more about Friedman Financial, something like that. I don't have it in front of me. And you'll see the drop-down, and it walks you through the process of what to expect. I tell you everything. I mean, you want to know how much it's going to cost? It's there. You want to know what happens in a meeting? You want to know what happens in a review meeting? It's all there. Today, though, I thought I would really dig in, pull back the curtain a little bit, and share some information about what it is that we do. So we send you the kit out, and the kit asks you to begin to prepare for the initial meeting. It lets you know that our initial consultation is going to run about an hour and a half, and there are no worries for you having to walk out there out of my office thinking, oh my God, is he going to make me sign something? Is he going to make me do something? In fact, if you ask to sign on with us that day, I'll tell you no. That's right. I will say no. This is a big decision because we have a process that we want to go through so that you can feel comfortable that you're making an informed decision. So let's walk through what happens. We send you the kit. In the kit, you'll find our fact finder. The fact finder asks you to start filling out information about yourself. Of course, there's the basic demographic stuff, but it's going to ask you also to try to gather bank statements, investment statements, insurance policies, pay stubs, tax returns, information about your home, your mortgage, your estate documents, wills, trusts, deeds to your house, any of that information. Maybe you've put together a budget for yourself. Maybe you haven't. That's okay. Bank statements, all that stuff. And you might say to yourself, oh, my God, that's a lot of work. I don't know if I want to go through all of that. Well, that's the wake-up call. That's the initial wake-up call to ask yourself, am I being serious about wanting to get my financial house in order? Because I'll tell you, most folks that come to our office for that initial consultation with that stack of stuff, they say, it was a pain in the neck to gather it, but I'm so glad that I'm doing this now rather than under duress to gather it all and hopefully see if I can work with somebody who can help me put this all in order. So you come to my office with this stack of stuff. You bring the fact finder. Maybe there's other pieces of information you have. And on the very back of our fact finder, there's plenty of room for you to write whatever questions you want. And I want you to write questions. That's the whole idea. Ask your questions. Ask whatever you want. And there's nothing that is off the table. Yeah, some of our meeting turns into some counseling because oftentimes we find that the husband or the wife or the partner just simply don't share a lot of the same concerns or questions with each other when it comes to money. And part of my job in that meeting is to pull a lot of that out. So we're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we're going to go behind the curtain. We're going to go into the conference room and examine what happens in an initial consultation. You've just walked in the door. You've brought all your stuff. You've brought the folder. I've greeted you. I've walked you to the conference room. We've closed the door. We've sat down. And now what happens? Stay tuned. We'll be right back. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
I need a dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need. Hey, hey. Well, I need a dollar, dollar, dollar.
What if you could blend the classic strategies of investing with a contemporary approach to financial planning? That's what Friedman Financial can do for you. Wherever you are along your financial journey, Friedman Financial has the skills, technology, and experience to help you make smart financial decisions. Their team of certified financial planners will deliver an independent, objective, personalized plan for you. Let's make 2019 the year you get serious about your financial plan. Friedman Financial, financial advice in a language you can understand.
Planning for retirement and managing your investments has never been more difficult. Chances are you're trying, but worried you may make a misstep. Friedman Financial is all about getting your financial house in order and providing financial advice in a language you can understand. Their interactive software and in-person conversations will help you determine if you're on track. For more than 50 years, Friedman Financial has delivered independent advice. If now's the time to get serious about life and retirement, visit Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Friedman Financial, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
If I had $1 million.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman, president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, where we've been providing financial planning and investment management advice to individuals and families all around the North Shore, the Merrimack Valley, the southern New Hampshire area since 1968. That's right, 51 years ago, my father started this firm. I was two, so I wasn't really involved in the business at the time. Dad ran the business. I joined my father in 1991 after selling Chinese food takeout containers. How do you make the transition from Chinese food takeout containers to doing financial planning? Well, you meet someone at a karaoke bar who says to you, is this the career for you after we get married? And I realized that maybe selling Chinese food takeout containers wasn't it. So thank you to my wife, Laura, who insisted that I learn from my father what he did for a living. And here I am some 28 years later. Dad has since retired from the firm. Dad retired in 2007, so he's been out a good 12 years or so. Our firm has been basically entrenched here in Peabody since its inception. So we have built a community practice. We see people on the streets. I'll see you at Dunkin' Donuts. I'll see you at the North Shore Mall. I'll see you at the music theater. We'll see you everywhere. I mean, it's where I go. My kids, five kids. We've been through the North Andover public school system. So I've seen many of you. I've gotten to know many of you as well. And many people I see, frankly, at the Topsfield Fair. I know I made mention to that earlier. I've been running the B'nai B'rith booth at the Topsfield Fair for the past 8 years. I've been working there since I was like 13, but running it since then, it has become an extraordinarily popular booth. We have over 120 volunteers who work 280 shifts. So I get to know a lot of people in the community. We deliver a lot of hot dogs, a lot of hamburgers, a lot of chicken fingers, a lot of brisket sandwiches. And of course, what you'll hear about come this October, more Oy Vey sandwiches. You're asking yourself, come on, Mark, what's an Oy Vey sandwich? Oh, thanks for asking. So let me tell you about the Oy Vey sandwich. The Oy Vey sandwich is a creation that we had a couple of years ago where we said we needed to have a specialty sandwich. You get more food than anything else at our booth and than anyone else at the booth, and the prices are great. Our most expensive item is the Oy Vey sandwich. It's a $10 sandwich. On a big bulky roll, you get brisket, then you get hot pastrami, then you get a potato pancake, then you get chili poured on top. You get the bulky roll put on there. You stick the dill pickle, the half sour dill pickle on top, and out the window it goes, and people go, one Oy Vey going out the window, and everyone in the place goes, Oy Vey! That's what happens. It's the Oy Vey sandwich. So, so I get to know a lot of people in the community. Anyways, it's just a delight being here in the Treetop Studios here at North Shore 104.9. We're here each and every Sunday from 8 to 9 a.m. And when I last left you, I promised to pull back the curtain a little bit and share what goes on in an initial consultation. Many of you have either thought about visiting with a financial advisor, perhaps you've actually visited with a financial advisor, but you've wanted to know, What really happens? What goes on there? And I will tell you, every financial advisor does it differently. And there is no right or wrong way. You got to find the match that works well for you. So let me tell you what happens. When we last left, I told you that if you wanted to schedule an initial consultation with our office, we would send you an information kit. That information kit comes in a folder. It tells you what to expect for your initial consultation. It tells you what you should bring. Tax returns, pay stubs, investment statements, bank statements, benefits booklets. I know I'm missing a bunch of things. 401ks, 401k statements, wills, trusts, powers of attorney, healthcare proxies, insurance statements, all that stuff. Anything that relates to a major purchase or a major asset or liability that you have, I want you to bring it with you. You got an auto loan, a student loan, a credit card loan, all that stuff. Bring it all with you. So you might come with this big stack of paper. And we're going to spend the next hour in our office learning about your financial situation. We're going to ask lots of questions. Maybe questions that you really aren't excited to answer. Maybe questions that you really don't know the answer to. And that happens more often than not, to tell you the truth. When we have our meeting, if you're married, we insist that you come with your spouse. This is not a single person decision. This is us. This is us working together to try to build a strategy, to try to put pieces in motion to get you going on your financial plan. So here's what we have happening. So you walk into the office. I meet with you, and the first question I'm going to ask to you is, so tell me why you're here. Now, that may not be the question you were asking. Some people will walk in, and they'll start with, here's my 401k statement. Here's the investment that I have. Here's an inheritance I just received. What should I do with it? And I'll go, hold on. Let's back up here a little bit. Remember, the whole goal that I have as a certified financial planner is to place your interests first. It has to be that way. I have to place your interest first. So before we start trying to figure out, did you make a good decision with that purchase of a particular stock? Or should you be rebalancing your 401k plan? Or what should I do with the inheritance or gift I just got? Slow down. Let's back it up. Let's start with understanding your big picture. Our conversation is going to really be around, number one, what are your goals? You're answering the question, why are you here? And most people don't really have a prepared answer for that question, except for, you know, I got stuff scattered all over the place. Now seems to be the right time. I had a miserable relationship with a particular financial advisor. My mom told me I have to come see you. I'm approaching retirement, all sorts of reasons. So we start to talk a little bit about your financial situation, your net worth. And we said, all right, let's start to understand what it is that you have. And so I'll ask you, I said, tell me about your job. And so you'll start explaining to me about your job. Perhaps you'll share what your salary is. You'll share the fact that you may be participating in a 401k plan. I'll ask you if there's a 401k match. And you'll, in many cases, you'll say, I don't know. That's okay. Don't be embarrassed. Most people don't know. And if they do know that there is a 401k match, sometimes they don't know how much it is. That's okay too. The dollars don't matter at this point. I'm trying to get a broader understanding of what it is that you know about your financial situation. Ultimately, you're going to hand over a bunch of those pieces of paper so I can look at it. I can look at your 401k. I can look at your pay stubs. I can look at your bank statements. I can look at your insurance endorsement pages, all of that stuff. And we'll ask some questions. I'll take a look and I'll notice that you have 3 accounts over at Institution for Savings, 2 accounts at Salem 5, 1 account at Bank of America, another checking account over at Everett Co-op, and I'll ask why. And you will look to your spouse and you'll just giggle and you'll shrug your shoulders and you go, I don't know. It just is. There's a lot of things that we do that we're just, you know, apathetic about, and we just do it. Well, we all know that when we're approaching retirement or in retirement, we want to make things less complicated, not more complicated. Our lives are complicated enough, especially with all of the conversations that we might have with our children, our adult children, our young children. Maybe it's with our parents. Everybody has a piece of advice for us, right? Should we be staying in our house? Should we be moving to a retirement community? Should I keep my car? Should I sell my car? Do I need a will? Should I have a power of attorney? Do I have the right withholdings on my pay stub because you just got your tax return back and you realized, oh my goodness, I owe that much in taxes? I never owed that much in taxes before. There must be something wrong with the tax system, or maybe it's the president's fault, or maybe it's the IRS's fault, or maybe it's just my stupid employer. Maybe. I don't know. Could be. But chances are it has everything to do with the withholdings that you had done on your pay stub that hadn't been adjusted to adapt to the new tax law. These are some of the things that we talk about on the radio show. These are pieces of advice that I might share with you if we were working together in a financial planning meeting. But those are the things that we're going to bring up. We want to try to understand, where are your strengths? Where are your weaknesses? Where are your points of vulnerability? And where are the opportunities that exist to help you get a clearer picture of the road ahead for your retirement? And so we do that in that meeting. It's a conversation. It's not, someone said to me, are you going to yell at me in this meeting? Yell at you? She says, well, the last advisor that I worked with, he used to yell at me for not moving forward and not agreeing on some of the decisions or recommendations that he was making. And he'd make me feel really bad. And sometimes I'd do it just because I didn't want to get yelled at. I'm like, are you kidding me? Really? Are you kidding me? That? How can that possibly be? I don't get it. We've been doing this, like I said, since 1968. We have a 99% retention rate. Why does that one person periodically leave? Oftentimes the reason someone leaves is because a family member started to work at Fidelity, for instance. And if you work at Fidelity, the rule is you can't have your money anywhere else. Even if you're connected to that family, you got to have it with Fidelity. And sometimes that happens. Or perhaps you got a brother-in-law or a cousin or whatever who's now in the business and you want to deal with them. Fine. But one of the things that we also deal with in our office after doing this for so long is death. We have to deal with death. What would you do if one of the two of you, if you're married, wasn't there? And what if that person who was gone was the person that handled all of the finances? Are you ready? Do you know where everything is? Do you know what everything is worth? Those are important questions and things we seek to answer in our initial meeting and the follow-up that comes from those meetings. So let's kind of fast forward through that initial consultation that we just had in my office. We explore a lot of stuff. We ask a lot of questions. We take a lot of notes. We then also explain, in order to work with us, for us to put together a financial plan that'll show you where you stand financially, build that net worth statement. Not only what you own, less what you owe, but we'll also show you who owns what. Is it owned individually? Is it owned jointly? Is it owned in a trust? Those are really, really important factors, because if something were to happen to you, you want to be absolutely certain that assets transfer to the survivors in the most efficient manner possible. You want to make sure that the beneficiary designations on your 401k, perhaps you've been working at GE for the past 20 some odd years, and when you started working there, you weren't even married. You are maybe 18 or 19 years old and you named mom as your beneficiary on the 401k plan. Happens all the time. And then you get married and you have a few kids, but you never change the beneficiary. And if you die, mom's getting your money, not your wife. Or God forbid, your second wife or your third wife. That can be devastating. You want to be sure you do this right. And sometimes you just need someone to give you that little push to take a look at some of those minor things, and we guide you along in that. So we ask all these questions, we understand your situation well, and then when we're all done at the end of the meeting, we tell you a couple things are going to happen. Number one, here's what it's going to cost you. And generally, our fee to do financial planning is $2,500. That plan includes the net worth and cash flow statement. You know where money's going in, money that's going in, and you'll understand where your money's going out. No, not whether you buy Whole Foods green beans or Shaw's brand green beans. I don't care about that. It's in the very macro picture. How much money collectively goes out of your household? How much comes in? What goes to savings? What goes to 401k? What goes to mortgage? What goes to general living expenses? What goes to maybe saving for your kids' education or for your retirement? All of those things, we begin to showcase that to you. Once we understand that, then we take a look at all of your assets and we say, with what you're saving, with what you're doing, and with what you have, here's what the likelihood is going to be based on the way everything is managed and invested today of achieving your goals of educating the kids, meeting your retirement objectives, all of those different things. And we showcase it to you. That's the plan. The plan then is to build some what-ifs. What if you wanted to retire 3 years earlier? What if you delayed taking Social Security? What if you started taking money from your IRA a little sooner than expected? What if you bought a second property? We can do all those things. And we showcase it to you up on our screen. Interactively, we do that. And all of our advice that we put together, we put it down in writing so that you can walk away with this advice and an action plan, a step-by-step process that says, here's what we think you need to do. Maybe it's raising the limits on your homeowner's policy. Maybe it's getting an umbrella policy. Maybe it's setting up or working with your attorney to get a power of attorney and a healthcare proxy and a will or a trust. It can be a number of different things. But we'll write it in such a way that you can implement our advice anywhere you want. Now, I will tell you, 98% of folks that we work with will say, well, Mark, of this list of things that you're suggesting we implement, what can you do for us? What do I know an attorney has to do or an accountant has to do, but what can you do? And when it comes to the management of the money, when it comes to helping you consolidate some of the accounts that you have all over the place, we can help you with that. So we tell you that the fee to do financial planning is $2,500. Half of it is collected up front when you sign our contract. And please, you will not be signing our contract on day one. Because after our meeting, I promise you two things. Number one, I'm going to write a thank you note to you that recaptures everything that we talked about to make sure that we heard you properly. Not some boilerplate thank you note, but something that recaptures the conversation we had so that you can know that we heard you properly, that the goals that you had, even if it was just basically stated to us, that we captured them. And that we told you again in the letter what it is that we're going to do and what it's going to cost. In addition, Marion or I, depending upon which planner is in the office, or sometimes it's both of us, we will dictate what we call a memo to file. That report is maintained in your contact record, so we know a story of everything that happened in our meeting. I don't want to forget. The phone rings all the time. We meet lots of people. We have 464 families around the community that we serve. I want to be sure that we get your story right and maintain it always. So once you say to us, Mark, I'd like to move forward, you respond to our letter, you'll sign our contract, you send in the check, we might gather some more information and ask for it, and then we go towards our financial plan. It's presented in usually 2 or 3 weeks following our agreement to start working on the plan, and we take it from there. It's really that simple. But the one thing that you will get out of this financial plan is financial understanding of where everything is and what everything is worth, and you can be well assured that your financial house will now be in order. That's what happens at an initial consultation. So many people ask that question. They wonder. They assume. They have different experiences with different people. And so let me frame it even more. Let's say that was intriguing to you and you said, you know what? I think I'd like to schedule a free initial consultation. Well, here's how you do this. Number one, you can pick up the phone and give us a call. 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. You'll leave a message on the machine. Jody will get back to you. Jody's my assistant. She'll find some time on our calendar. I might give you a call first and we can talk a little bit to understand your situation. You can also sign up through our website. Go to FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, to E's and a D, Financial.com. Go to the bottom of any page. Any page there, you'll see the opportunity to sign up for our newsletter, but you can also put in your name, your email address, and any type of a commentary you'd like to throw in the box. We will get in touch with you. We are booking new appointments now, starting the first week in August right now, I think is where we are. The date of this show happens to be around the middle part of July. So we're about 2 or 3 weeks out. And that's generally how that works. Oftentimes these shows that you hear aren't live, and so we may rerun a show. So just always know that when we are looking to schedule an initial consultation, it's usually 2 or 3 weeks out anyways. So I call that financial advice in a language you can understand. Hope you're enjoying the show. I've got to take a quick break. I'm going to grab some water, I think. And we'll be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
When an overworked mother and headstrong teenage daughter magically switch bodies, everything gets freaky.
Oh, I wish you'd understand and see the world my way for just one day.
Disney's Freaky Friday is the brand new Mixed Up, Switched Up family musical that will have you seeing the world from a whole new perspective. From the Pulitzer Prize-winning songwriters of Next to Normal and the writer of TV's Parenthood and Friday Night Lights comes this hilarious new body swap musical.
I got this, soon you'll see.
Disney's Freaky Friday is live on stage at Bill Haney's North Shore Music Theater from July 9th through the 21st only. Your tickets today at nsmt.org.
Sponsored by Big Jim's Auto Body.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, not Peabody. But you're all local. You know it's Peabody, right? Hey, I got this great T-shirt from a website called Chowderheads, H-E-A-D-Z, that has this, it looks like the Peabody, Welcome to Peabody sign, but it says it's pronounced Peabody, spelled P-E-E-B-I-D-D-Y, Peabody. We all know that that's how it's spelled, right? I went to school here, grew up in Peabody, went to Peabody High School, president of the Chamber of Commerce back many, 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 many years ago, but our office has been here in Peabody for almost 51 years. My father started our firm back then, 1968. I joined my father in 1991. Dad retired in 2007, and I've been running the firm with my business partner, Marion Gilman, well, since 2000. She joined us as a partner. Marion joined us as a partner in 2010, but she's been with me since 2000. It's been a long time, let's just say that. It's really kind of cool to be kind of immersed in a community, kind of like what North Shore 104.9 is. I mean, North Shore 104.9 is immersed here in the community. It's all about keeping it local. And that's really what we've done successfully at Friedman Financial for over 50 years. 90% of our clients live within or had roots within 10 miles of our office in Peabody. That's pretty remarkable. And I mean, as I go around the country, actually around the world, I do a lot of training, a lot of speaking, trying to help financial advisors be better financial planners. They are always amazed that we've been able to be that focused, that committed to keeping the business that we do local. Another thing that we do at our office that I think is pretty unique, and it's unlike many other financial advisors, is we meet with our clients during regular business hours, 8:30 to 5. And our meetings are held at our office in Peabody, just above Alto Forno, the Alto Forno restaurant on 41 Cross Street, or across the street from the North Shore Mall. We're up there on the second floor. You can see our sign. Our name is up there and everything. But they meet with us in our office. So no evening appointments, no weekend appointments. You see, the philosophy that we built years and years and years ago was that if we wanted to be emblematic of what a quality life looks like, we need to be sure that we're showcasing that not only to ourselves, but to our employees. I want my employees to be able to be home for dinner with their family. I want them to be able to enjoy weekends with their family, to go to a dance recital, to be able to see their son playing a baseball game or their daughter playing a basketball game. I want them to be able to go and do that stuff. And so often I hear in the financial services world where people say, I'm sorry, I work during the day. The only time I can see you is at night. And I understand that if you, the financial advisory relationship that you want is solely based on an investment person. If all you're looking for is an investment guy, there's plenty of those out there. But if you're looking for a financial planning relationship, one that embodies more than investments, more than insurance, more than picking your 401k, then it's going to be a commitment that you're going to need to make with you and your spouse and your family, just as you find time to visit with your doctor, your dentist, or even your attorney. We take this role as financial planners very seriously because it's serious stuff. This is your financial life, and it really doesn't come with a playbook. When you stop working, the paycheck is going to stop. Are you prepared for that? Can you imagine what life will be like without knowing that that paycheck is going to get direct deposited into your account? Are you ready? We are. 65% of the clients that we see at Friedman Financial are in retirement, meaning they're taking money from their investment accounts on a monthly basis, a quarterly basis, an annual basis to supplement the other sources of income that are coming into their house. That could be Social Security. It might be a pension that comes in. But oftentimes we need that extra money from the money that we've saved to support our life. Remember, you can find tons and tons and tons of websites. You can find tons of people that will give you advice on how you should save your money and what you should invest it in. But where can you go to get specialized, unique advice on how to spend your money so that you can support your life for the next 20 or 30 years in retirement? You see, it's rather interesting that here in America, if you're 65 years old today, there is a 50% chance that you will live until 90. There's a 35% chance you'll live to 95. And you might say to yourself, oh, it's not going to be me. I would venture to say it's a greater likelihood than you possibly imagine. Because I want you to think, when you hear these statistics that at 65, 50% of people will live to age 90, we're talking about every American citizen in this country. As you look around your community, as you look around the neighborhood, as you look around the circle of friends you associate with, I would say that your lifestyle, that your health status is far better than most that you could even imagine in this country. There are many people who are homeless, that are poverty-stricken, that don't have access to the greatest health care available to them, and they are the other side of that equation. You, amongst your friends, have a far greater likelihood of hitting age 90 or beyond. Well, look, we see it in our own office. Age 90 right now, we have plenty of clients who are driving at age 90. Yeah, they're slowing down a little bit. No, they're not going on long-ranging trips to Australia or hiking the Alps or anything like that. But they are still enjoying life to its fullest. That wasn't the case generations ago. So one of the things I thought I'd talk about in this segment is our approach to investing. How you go about picking the investments that you have is critically important to building a strategy that will lead you towards success. And I will tell you, for 50 years, we have employed a very similar philosophy that has worked. It's worked through wars. It's worked through oil embargoes. It's worked through financial crises. It's worked through financial disasters in 08 and 09. It's worked through terrorism. It's worked through everything. And it's really very simple. And that's really the challenge, is that most people, when there's something emotionally involved when it gets to investing, every organization will find a place to buy a spot, whether it's on television, in the media, on a website, wherever it is, to tell you about a new product that's about ready to be different. Because this time, folks, it's different. It is not different when you're thinking long term. Different short term, for sure. I mean, look, many of us can think back to the time when we had to get up and change the dial on the television. And now we can watch television on our phone, right? We can remember those days. That's not that far away. We can remember the days when we were out drinking out of a garden hose and we thought nothing of it. That's the way you got water. The thought of being able to buy water in a bottle, who would possibly pay for bottled water? And now people can't imagine drinking water without it. The world does change. But over the long term, there are many themes that stay consistent. Our economy grows. The country gets stronger. The resources of America get better. We force ourselves to save so that the power of compounding can happen in our lives, whether it's through your 401k, through saving, through a 529 plan, maybe it's dollar cost averaging, whatever it is. But the secret is, the secret to doing it, to being successful, is to buy plain vanilla investments. Plain vanilla, that's not much fun, Mark. I mean, you can have some chocolate chip and some mint chocolate chip in there, but, you know, Rocky Road with some cotton candy and a little bit of chili peppers is probably not what you want for an investment strategy. You want to have some of your money invested in equities, stock-based investments. And as you know, if you've listened to this show, you know I am not at all a fan of people buying individual stocks for a long-term investment strategy. Now, that does not necessarily mean that buying individual stocks won't work as a long-term investment strategy. The issue is that buying individual stocks creates emotion, because you'll hear the name of your stock yelled out perhaps on CNBC or appear on your Facebook feed, or something will happen on television that someone swallowed poison out of a can of Pepsi or drove into somebody in a Tesla, and you're going to go, oh my God, do I need to make a change to my investment portfolio? The world is coming to an end. Are we so smart that we can make stock-based investment decisions based on sound bites? I think not. You and I may be wanting to buy 100 shares of this or 100 shares of that, but wouldn't it make more sense if there were people who were employed who were buying 1 million shares or 2 million shares of a particular stock, and that's after having a whole team of analysts look at the company, visit the company, get to know management, understand who the competition is, understand what's in the pipeline and what has worked and what hasn't. And then they set decisions as to when we should buy these millions of shares of this stock. Maybe we do it in intervals. But we also know this. We're going to set a sell strategy. We're going to know when to get out. You and I can't do that. We don't know how to do that. We don't have the discipline. There's too many distractions. But the people that do that, those are called portfolio managers. They run things called mutual funds, where there's a collection of stocks, a collection of bonds, a collection of securities. And they make the appropriate decision. And then it's up to me, your financial advisor, or your financial advisor that you work with, or perhaps yourself, to find the portfolio managers that best align with a strategy that meets your goal. That's the way to do it. Not trying to figure out, when should we get in? When should we get out? Is this a good time to buy? Is this a good time to get out? Doesn't matter. We're in this for the long haul. And the long haul is more than the 6 o'clock news. The long haul is more than 12 months. It's even more than 36 months. If you're not willing to buy an investment and ride the wave for at least 5 years and perhaps even more, then you're not an investor. You're a speculator. You need to know the difference. Our approach is plain vanilla. Our approach gets the job done over time, but you have to be patient. If you want to learn more about working with us, give our office a call, 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. We've got to take a quick break. When we get back, I want to ask you a question. What does it mean to be wealthy? You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Hi, this is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial in Peabody. For more than 50 years, Friedman Financial has provided financial advice in a language you can understand to individuals and families all throughout the North Shore. At Friedman Financial, we know that planning for your retirement is overwhelming. Don't leave this important decision to chance, or even worse, the algorithms of a faceless technology solution. Our certified financial planner professionals meet with you face-to-face to know you and your retirement goals. If now's the time to get serious about your retirement, meet with a certified financial planner at Friedman Financial in person. You deserve a strategy that incorporates every aspect of your retirement plan. To learn more, give us a call at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or visit us at FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Friedman Financial, financial advice in a language you can understand.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Friedman Financial, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Set yourself apart from the ordinary at Gibley's Menswear, offering the world's most sought-after designers at New England's most sought-after values. I'm Alan Gibley, inviting you to experience the area's premier collection of spring men's sportswear at our North Shore location in Danvers and now our newly acquired Zara by Gibley's in Boston. Shop Canali, Peter Millar, Tommy Bahama, many European designers, as well as the latest trends in men's jean fashion featuring Hudson and Citizens. Find us online at Ghibli's.com. Come in once, you'll be a customer for life.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman, President and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, just above Alto Forno Restaurant on 41 Cross Street and just across from the giant dirt lot, the North Shore Mall. Man, is there a lot of dirt over there right now. I can't wait to see what's coming. Mark Whiting, General Manager at the mall, tells me great stuff is on its way. Anytime Fitness, Lifetime Fitness, I think is the name of the company. It escapes me all the time. I understand this is supposed to be this massive building that's going to go in there with pools and a health club and offices and daycare and a juice bar. And I don't know, maybe there's going to be a muscle beach out there for all I know. I don't know what's coming. But there's also a whole entertainment set of items that are going to come up along the further end of the promenade of the North Shore Mall. You've probably been over where Bancroft is or Tony C's. You've seen that already developed. They're going to continue that experience all the way down to Macy's at Friedman Financial, my office right across the street from that. And I'm up on the second floor. I got the bird's eye view of everything that's going to happen there. So soon that dirt lot will become a megalopolis, a mega entertainmentalopolis. I don't know what the right word is going to be, but it's going to be something. But, you know, in order to go to places like that, you got to have some money. Because businesses are in business to take your money. Yeah, they want to give you a good experience. They want to make you feel good. But they also are in business to make money. And that means taking your money. And you have to have money for them to be able to have it and for you to feel good about it. In this show, each and every Sunday, we try to provide financial advice in a language you can understand. We've been talking about a lot of stuff in this segment today. I ran across a story, and I don't have the official or the Modern Wealth Index survey conducted by Charles Schwab. That's what we're going to talk about today. The Modern Wealth Index survey that Charles Schwab did. It asked the question, what does it mean to feel wealthy, and what do you have to have to be wealthy? What does it mean to feel wealthy? I don't know. You know, people ask me all the time, how much do I need to have to be ready for retirement? Everybody wants to know that question. And I guess of all the people that I run into, Marion and I probably have a better glimpse into that view than most, because we talk to people every single day. We've been doing it for 50 some odd years in our office. I know what people have. I know what people make. I know the struggles that people have. I know how people are oftentimes shy about sharing what they have, or oftentimes gloating about what they want you to believe that they have. It's different. But I thought it was interesting when it said that many people, millennials in particular, believe to feel wealthy, they need to have freedoms. Freedoms equal wealth to them. And what are some of those things that allow them to have that freedom? I thought it was interesting. They listed Netflix, Spotify, and Amazon Prime. That's what makes them feel wealthy. Because they can buy stuff through their phone. They can have access to stuff, in Spotify's case, immediately. Netflix case, immediately. Amazon, maybe immediately someday, but within 24 or 48 hours, they can have stuff. And being wealthy to them says, I'm able to have some of my own time to do what I want to do. I thought that was kind of interesting. But what does it mean to be wealthy from a financial standpoint? Well, the Charles Schwab Modern Wealth Index survey asked two questions, and they asked thousands of people, how much money do you need to have, not make? Remember, a lot of people measure wealth by how much you make, and I will tell you that is junk. You could make $1 million and have nothing to your name. Really, that's the case. I mean, think about how many celebrities or sports athletes that sign these big contracts, and you find them now having to work at Burger King because they couldn't save a nickel. You see that happen a lot. So they ask the question in two categories. What does it mean to feel comfortable? And what does it mean to be wealthy? Well, they say that in order for someone to be comfortable in America, you need a net worth of $1.4 million. I'm not arguing one way or the other. That's the number that they wrote in what's called the Modern Wealth Index Survey of thousands of Americans across this country. Now, some might argue, well, were they all 70 plus? Were they all 18-year-olds who recently graduated college? I don't have the statistics that support it. And that's why I think a lot of the market research studies that we read about, that we see, are so, so biased. They're written to create some kind of emotional reaction. Look, you've seen surveys that say you drink two cups of coffee, you'll be dead in 4 months. You've seen others say you drink two cups of coffee and you'll live to 116. Studies say, right? Who are these people anyways? But what does it mean in order to be considered wealthy in America? They believe you need a net worth of $2.4 million. And I think it's interesting at $2.4 million. No, don't get me wrong. That is a significant number, but it's not that far out of reach for a lot of folks, especially when you think about the value of your home, the value of your 401k, the value of investment assets that you have, bank assets that you have. Now, if you're 40 years old and you've got a $2.4 million net worth, mazel tov. I mean, you've done very well for yourself. But if you're in your 60s or in your 70s, there's no surprise. There's a lot of people, certainly on the North Shore area, that could have a net worth in excess of $2.4 million. Remember, a net worth doesn't just mean the money that you have in the bank or investment accounts. It means everything. The value of your house. Maybe you have a second property. Maybe you own a business, your car, your jewelry. Everything. That's the net worth. And perhaps you've heard this term, high net worth investor. Ugh, do I hate that term. So many financial institutions use that term, high net worth investor, as a means of gauging who their clients are. In fact, you pick up Barron's magazine, and they'll talk about the top financial advisors in the country, in the state. And they'll say, how do you describe your client base? And many of them will say, we deal with ultra high net worth clients or high net worth investors. And I'm like, what the heck does that mean? Now, my answer to that question, I'm in Barron's too. My answer to that question is probably just as ambiguous. I say we focus on, you ready for this? The mass affluent baby boomer. How's that for a description? You can get that one. Everyone knows what that means, right? Well, let me try to help you define mass affluent baby boomer. A mass affluent baby boomer is somebody who's over the age of 50 or 55. They've held a middle to upper middle management job all their lives. They have good relationships with their spouse. In fact, they've probably been living in their home for 20 years or more. They even have decent relationships with their kids. They like to get involved in the community. They have collectively, when you talk about investment assets, probably somewhere between $500,000 and $2 million. They also have a house that's worth maybe $500,000 to $1 million. So you add it all up, their total net worth could be $1 million to $2.5 to $3 million. In retirement, they want to spend between $5,000 and $10,000 a month. Does that sound like a lot of money? Think about it. Think about what you spend. That's a tough one to answer, and we'll talk about how you can figure out how much you spend every month in another show that we do. But the mass affluent baby boomer wants to spend somewhere between $5,000 and $10,000 a month. When they're retired, about a third of that income stream will come from either Social Security or a pension. The rest they'll have to rely upon from their assets to create the income that they need. They're not very charitably inclined, though they think they are by spending $500 here or a couple hundred dollars here, $1,000 here. Someone who is charitably inclined spends 10% of their income to a charity or charities. Most people here in New England don't even understand the word tithe, T-I-T-H-E. Unlike other parts of this country, where spending 10% of your gross, not net, gross income is going to charity. The mass affluent baby boomer is not very charitably inclined, though they think they are. They want to be sure they help their kids out as best they can. About half of them say, in retirement, and when I'm gone, I don't care if I spend my last nickel. Whatever's left, fine, that'll go to the kids. But I'm going to enjoy retirement to its fullest. But there's the other 50%, and it's an equal distribution, that say, I'd rather sacrifice a little of my retirement to make sure that my kids are well prepared and well taken care of after I'm gone. That, my friends, is the mass affluent baby boomer. They worry about, can I leave my house and move into a retirement community? They worry about, can I stay in my house? Will long-term care costs eat up what I have? They worry about, how can I take care of my aging parents or my college-aged students or my adult children? How can I help them and not sacrifice everything that I need in retirement? Is my money managed properly? Will I run out of money? When should I take Social Security? Hey, I heard about this thing that it's 70 and a half. I need to take a minimum distribution. What is that? How much do I have to take? Do I have to cash in my entire IRA? Lots of questions. That's what the mass affluent baby boomer is searching for. That is the sweet spot of the clients that we serve every single day. 464 households as it stands today of clients that we serve at Friedman Financial. We meet with you in our office. We meet during regular business hours, not on the weekends, not on the evenings. We want our employees to go home with their families. I want you to enjoy time with your family. Building a financial plan means getting your financial house in order so that you can have the best financial quality of life ever. In an environment that allows you to live the lifestyle that you want in the very best way you can without worry. Deflect that to us. Deflect that to a financial advisor. But deflect it more than anything else to somebody that has a certified financial planner, a CFP designation after their name. You know you're going to get quality when you work with one of those people. And if now's the time for you to get serious about your financial planning, if you want financial advice in a language you can understand, give my office a call. We'll schedule a free initial consultation for you. 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108, or go to my website, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, to E's and a D, financial.com. You can sign up for our free weekly newsletter. You can give me your name, email address, drop me a question if you want, anything you want. We are here for you. We are the financial planning office of the North Shore and Merrimack Valley community. We're here for you. I'm here each and every Sunday from 8 to 9 a.m. delivering financial advice in a language you can understand, and we'll be back with more of it next Sunday from 8 to 9 a.m. Have a great day. Enjoy yourself. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Thanks for tuning into Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. During the show, specific investments may have been discussed. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Please consult a certified financial planner, tax professional, or attorney to determine what is appropriate for you. Consider your investment objectives, risk, charges, and expenses of an investment company before investing. That's because
investing involves risk, including a loss of principal. A prospectus contains this and other information about mutual funds, variable annuities, and variable annuity subaccounts. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making an investment. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Investment and financial planning advice is offered through Mark's firm, Friedman Financial, which is a registered investment advisor and a separate entity from LPL. Thanks again for tuning in. See you next Sunday at 8 a.m.
The prior show was a paid program that does not express the views, opinions, or beliefs of North Shore 104.9, the station management, its employees, or staff.